This is our third such installment. It's growing, though. The popularity is growing of Thunderbolt Thursday. And I'm going to have Coach Francis Clayton and his newest recruit in the booth here, probably in the second half of the show. Here's a hint. New recruit is from Hammarskjöld High School. Go Vikings. The Wolves Den. It is Thunderwolf Thursdays, and I've got Coach Francis Clayton in the booth with me this morning. Happy Thunderwolf Thursday to you, Francis.
Happy Thunderwolf Thursday to you too, Hugh.
And it's a big, it's a very special Thunderwolf Thursday because we're announcing right now for the first time here live on Thunderwolf Sports Feed the commitment of your daughter Madison Clayton to the Thunderwolf Pack. And Madison is here in studio with us. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
Glad you could make it this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
First of all, congratulations on this announcement, on the commitment to Lake Kid. How does it feel to be making it official today, Madison?
It feels good. Yeah. No, the team's very, like the Lake Kid wrestling team's very warming. Like they're very nice people.
Mm-hmm. I've always got that feeling as well, a very welcoming, collegial atmosphere. Francis, for you, it's probably not a big surprise. You probably had this in mind for Madison for some time. How does it feel for you on this day to be accepting one of your own, your flesh and blood, into a program that you built up in the 80s and 90s and are back now in the modern era here, and are coaching again, and to have your daughter suit up for the Wolves?
Well, I think it is exciting. You know, all the years, you're just saying with a lot of wrestling coaches that start having kids, they said, you know, we've coached other people's kids for the first 20 years, and then hopefully you coach yours in there near the end or somewhere. But so that's pretty good. It's just as exciting, the fact that she's a Thunder Bay product. From a good wrestling school, Hammarskjöld, and a good wrestling club, Lake Kid Wrestling Club, and just showing that process works, and that's nice.
Yeah, and of course, this is the second such announcement with regards to local wrestlers. Of course, Marco Palermo was our first Thunderwolf of Thunderwolf Thursdays 2 weeks ago. So now it's two local wrestlers, and I understand there's more to come. But this Thursday is all about Madison Clayton and. Madison, for you, wrestling, I understand it's been, you know, an obsession of yours and an activity of yours for 6-7 years or more?
Well, I started wrestling in, like, elementary school, but I've always kind of been a runner. But then when I got into the later years of high school, being grades 11 and 12, I kind of put in more of an interest towards it, and I started competing with the high school.
Yes, and your efforts there have not gone unheralded or without success. I understand from the info I've got so far is that you were, I think, sixth place last year at OFSA, and this year you improved to a silver medal at OFSA. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So that was probably about a month and a half ago, down in Southern Ontario?
Yeah, in Windsor.
Okay. What can you tell me about that tournament?
It was definitely not an easy tournament. Like, of course, whenever you go out of town, you're going to come across a lot of really hard and different styles of wrestling and wrestlers. But, I don't know, like, I had a lot of good coaches. I had Megan Smith in my corner to help coach me, who's the head coach of Hammarskjöld.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, also spent a few years wrestling for the Thunderwolves as well. That's great to hear. That there's lots of Lakehead connections there. And did you go into the tournament knowing or expecting to come out with a silver medal?
No. Like, I don't ever guarantee myself of any certain placing, knowing that there's always, like, someone who's, like, might not be known, but is going to be a very hard competitor.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel any added pressure, or what has it been like coming up? And I mean, I'll open this up to the both of you in terms of Francis, in your heart of hearts, always wanted Madison to be a wrestler, but you don't seem to be an overbearing parent type of person. You know, this was you. This is by this is free will here, Madison. By you know that you yeah. excelled in wrestling.
When Madison is as our other kids were growing up, we our emphasis and focus was always on fitness and doing things outside. And, you know, from an early age, Madison would go running and run with her mother, and there's Heather. And she would go even not that long ago in the mornings, you know, they'd wake up 6 in the morning and they'd go for a run. And that's commonplace at our place. So Madison was, we supported her a lot in running at the beginning. She did, she's a very active in the track club that Kip oversees, and she her running coach is Sharon Comar, who I have to give a lot of credit to because Madison is extremely strong in the core. She had a really good base when we got her, as when she's serious about wrestling.
Yeah.
So when she transferred over, you know, it was like she put a lot into the running thing, and it was, I think it was hard for everybody when, you know, she did a little bit of wrestling and she was so everything she did in track sort of carried over. You know, she had a good strong core and good shape, and learned how to train through them. And I don't know if it was like I always wanted to see her wrestle. We always wanted to see them be in sport and to be active and have sports being a good part of your life, a good value.
Yeah, Madison, how did the transition go for you? Was there the deciding factor to you know, take on wrestling more seriously?
Well, I've just been running for so long, and I just thought, like, running could be something I could always do because you don't need much, like, to be able to just go out for a run. But then, like, I found wrestling when I started doing it seriously in grade 11 was very, it was, like, something, I don't know, like, unique where everyone has, you could have so many different, like, qualities in wrestling. Like, everyone you're going to come across is going to be a different wrestler, and I liked it. I liked that idea that not everyone was going to be, you didn't know what was coming when you stepped on the mat. You didn't know what type of a wrestler the person was. And
yeah. Well, I suppose, and not to take anything away from running, big shouts to our running team and Coach Kip Sigsworth. They do great work, but it is, you know, different strokes for different folks. And wrestling may have presented some more, a more dynamic sport, perhaps, where it's not only, you know, being really fast, which running is mostly
yeah.
about, but there is, you know, a lot to do with technique and obviously the physical part of it. You know, you're basically fighting somebody, you know, without, you know, with it, within the rules of wrestling. You know, basically it's a fight without any punching, or you know, it's just mm-hmm. grappling and speed and footwork. And body control and things like that. Does that make sense with what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I definitely, like, what I really like what really made me want to switch to wrestling is I love the technical aspect of it.
Did you have, was there somebody that, I mean, obviously you probably drew some inspiration from your dad, but was there anyone that inspired you to join wrestling more? Was it, you know, was it an older athlete at your high school, or was it someone you saw in the Olympics, or was there a personal inspiration there for you?
With my, well, again, with my parents' history, like, my mom kind of wrestled, and then, like, my dad clearly wrestled for a long time, but also just watching a lot of wrestling, especially, like, Jordan Burroughs. He's a, yeah, Olympic gold medalist and a, I think, 3-time world champion, which,
okay,
like, watching him wrestle, like, all the techniques he does, I just thought it'd be so cool to, like, try to make those my own, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Her babysitters are wrestlers, so as she was going yeah. through, right, yeah, now she goes to tournaments, and all of a sudden she'll see these guys, like Chris Camerata and that, and they'll sort of
yeah.
come up to you.
And Brenton Mitch-Fria.
Brenton Mitch-Frias and all those types of people, and McKeggs, you know, we don't see them at the tournaments, but... You know, Katie Petrock, they all, she knew all of them when they were,
yeah,
when she was younger.
Yeah, it's a big, you know, the Lakehead wrestling family, you know, spans far and wide. And right now it's, you know, getting intergenerational,
yeah,
which is great to see. I understand that we are a little short of time here. I understand, in terms of academics at Lakehead, you're pursuing a kinesiology degree and perhaps a minor in français aussi.
Oui.
Exactly. Très bien, très bien. So that's great, and I can tell just from my meetings with you before, you're a very bright girl. I'm sure you'll do very well in the classroom and no doubt on the mat as well. And here's to, you know, staying fit and healthy, because I know how hard on the body wrestling can be. Not personally, but I've heard it's very tough.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Madison. Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll be at your high school, Hammarskjöld, at about 12:30 or so for a little photo op interview opportunity, and a media release coming out later this afternoon. So, once again, welcome to the pack, and thanks for joining us on the Thunderbolt Sports Feed.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. That's Madison Clayton of the newest member of the Thunderbolts family, celebrating Thunderbolt Thursdays, a product of Hammarskjöld High School and, of course, Lakehead Wrestling Club. And, we're very happy and proud to welcome her into the Lakehead Thunderbolts family. All right, I played us a little Merle Haggard earlier. If you missed it, there's some more coming at you right now. Here's Working Man.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working man dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working long as my 2 hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man.